Good morning and welcome back, everyone, to Spirit Mornings here on the Spirit Catholic Radio Network. Bruce McGregor here in the comfy confines of the KVSS studios in Omaha, Nebraska, in Guatemala with the Issue Mission, my lovely wife, Chris. Good morning, honey.
Good morning, my dear. It is a very cold day here up in Santa Lucia. It is, but the goodwill and the generous warm hearts of everyone that came on this mission and the people that we're encountering is generating a lot of love heat. How's that?
That works for me. Solidarity, baby.
Solidarity, baby. That's what it's all about. Last night, we came into Santa Lucia. You would not believe that drive. That is, I mean, through the mountains, going zigzagging all over the place. And there's just, you know, some bus drivers think they, you know, they're on the road. But our bus driver was great. And we had a good ride up here. We were greeted by a group of men playing the marimbas and just wonderful food. And I've shared a room in the parish complex, like a retreat center, with Susan Adams and Christine Baldwin. And what we did is I finally just broke out my blow dryer. And our sleeping bags and ourselves with blow dryers. That's how we kept warm last night. So besides having multiple layers of clothes. So now I've got two pairs of hiking socks on, two pairs of long underwear along with my jeans, a sweatshirt, a hoodie, and now I'll wear my winter coat. And isn't that great that we're able to stay warm that way?
Indeed.
You know, unfortunately, in many ways, we saw a little beautiful little girl who was 6 years old, and she had on a skirt and a top and a sweatshirt along with her sandals.
Yeah, wow.
And that's the reality. I mean, if I could, I wanted to give. We all wanted to give her stuff more to wear, but she wouldn't take it. But you could tell she was cold, and she just gathered around the fire in the kitchen of the meeting area, and she just stood there to stay warm, along with all of us, all the big giant Americans who have all our thermos, you know, the insulative clothes on. And she taught us a big lesson about first how blessed we are, but how the second how precious they are and their need is. Tremendously great group.
You bet.
I have with me here Dr. Lloyd Pierre. He's become the Pied Piper of the Issue Mission up here. I think he's even the adopted father of many of the disciples of the Good Shepherd. They just went immediately to him. And you should see this. This man is just the consummate, ambassador of love.
Well, let's bring him on.
Good morning, Bruce.
Doc,
morning,
how are you?
Listeners.
Yes, good morning to you, too.
Yeah, good morning, all y'all saints in the making in the old, you know, here, Omaha, Council Bluffs, Lincoln, and surrounding areas from Guatemala. And it's actually really fantastic. The view this morning out of our window in our, you know, sleeping area from the complex is just incredible. You look out the window and you see a beautiful sky with the clouds covering the city of Santa Eulalia. You can just barely see some communications towers sticking up through the clouds. And some of the mountains off in the distance, incredible view. Just warms the heart. And you can hear the, of course, the roosters, which I love. I grew up with that when I was a kid. And the music of the Guatemalans playing already early in the morning as the cook is down there cooking our breakfast for us. How are you, Bruce?
I'm doing great, Lloyd, and so good to be talking to you. Talk to us a little bit before you arrived at your final destination yesterday. Of course, you were in Huehuetenango for the better part of a couple of days, meeting the disciples of the Good Shepherd. And understand you met a wonderful disciple there whose name was Isabella. Can you tell us about her?
Oh, Isabella is wonderful. She is the youngest of the disciples, and she's got a smile that's just so inviting, and it just warms your heart. She's very shy, as many of them are, and I think my daughters are just going to fall in love with her, I hope, because my plan now is to, of course, sponsor her. The Pierre family will sponsor her, along with the other disciples, and I just can't wait for the girls to see her picture.
Right. Now, I was noting here that there was quite a bit of celebrating going on there with the lady spreading some pine needles on the floors and even a firecracker welcome. Lloyd, tell us about the people there and the love that they have for Christ and, of course, for your presence there in Guatemala to assist them.
They accept us unconditionally. They are incredible, Bruce. I mean, I grew up in Puerto Rico, I grew up in Panama, I've been in a lot of places in Latin America, and yet coming back, was, it's just hard to describe. They smile at you constantly, and they're always, they seem to be the eternal optimist, despite the fact, as Chris says, you know, some of the, you know, obstacles that they have in life, they are able to deal with it in such a beautiful way. And, you know, I have to believe that it's the Holy Spirit. I just really believe that most of them are just so filled with it that they can surmount any obstacles that are thrown in their path.
Yeah, it's amazing. Now, Lloyd, during the 3 days that you will be there in Santa Lucia, we'll be setting up a clinic to see people there. What are you anticipating with that?
You know, honestly, I'm anticipating quite a few things that we see at home. You know, the typical colds, you know, maybe, and hopefully not, maybe some pneumonias, which is quite prevalent, and it seems to be one of the biggest problems that they deal with. When we first got here, we had some, you know, briefings by the people from the Pastoral Social Action Group, and they explained to us what the illnesses are that affect them quite often, which of the illnesses that create more morbidity and mortality. And you know, pneumonias and bronchial pneumonias are high up on the list, and so I'm expecting to see quite a bit of that. And, you know, the medical director, Dr. McVeigh, who's fantastic, by the way, and who has done many, many, many of this, has pretty much made that pretty clear that that's what we're going to be treating, quite a bit of upper respiratory tract infections, which I know a lot of us are dealing with even back at home. But can you imagine down here trying to deal with that without, you know, some of the resources that we have? But anyway, that's what I plan to see. I expect to see quite a bit of that. And I expect to see quite a few other things that, you know, you might not see back at home. Our clinic is set up pretty much already. We've got the four exam rooms identified. We have already gotten all of our medications set up, and we still have a few more logistical issues to deal with. And I expect that, you know, early today, before we get the clinic started, we're going to try to knock some of those out and start a pretty easy clinic, actually. I think we're only going to see about 60 patients this morning. Those numbers are going to double in the next few days, though.
Right. And, Lloyd, it's been untypically cold there, too, so I'm sure this is exacerbating some of the health problems for the people that live there as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, they deal with this all the time, though. And, oh, by the way, they deal with it without the comforts of home that we have. We have, you know, we have sanctuary. We can go to our home and get warm and get into a nice warm house. But not everybody has it. I understand that some people do have wood ovens that they can use in their homes to keep warm, but that's very rare, apparently. And it's very apparent to us that's pretty rare because we have none of those conveniences here at all. But, you know, it's easy to deal with it, especially once you jump into your sleeping bag, I mean, and get a good night's rest. You know, you're up and you're ready, you're recharging, ready to go. Now, a lot of these people have that capability. And you're right, it's still a colder winter will make these illnesses more prevalent and make it more difficult to deal with.
Right. Now, Lloyd, will you be staying with the host family while you're there? And do you know who they are? And maybe tell them a little bit about us, or have you met them yet?
We'll meet them this afternoon. The plan right now is something that we've not done before, is to actually stay with a different family each night. So we'll probably, if everything works out right, get to be with three different families by the time we're done with our visit here to Santa Eulalia. And we'll see how that works, evaluate, and see if that was a good idea or not. But I think, the main reason why they were doing it is because more of the families were hoping to see us, and sometimes, you know, they would never get to spend any time with us, so they figured that if we could, you know, change families every night and go to different families, they would get to meet more of the team.
Right. Well, Lloyd, thanks for being generous with your time here. Anything you want to say to your lovely wife, Deanna, and your beautiful children?
Yes, honey, thank you very much. You're right. My wife left me a little note and made it very clear that I'm probably going to learn a lot more and gain a lot more from this experience than I will give, and that's already happened. Trey, the sleeping bag is great. Catherine and Christina and Cecilia and Celeste, I love you all, and I just can't wait for you to see Isabella's picture and and I know you'll love her as much as I love her and the rest of the disciples. God bless you all, and God bless all of you in Omaha and the surrounding areas of Council Bluffs, Lincoln. You guys, we miss you all, and I know that you're trying to dig out still even from that weather, but I suspect that, knowing that we're down here being your ambassadors has got to warm your heart somewhat.
Absolutely. Well, know, Lloyd, that you and all the missionaries are in the prayers of thousands here back home in Nebraska. And Dake Loris, brother, will keep praying for you. And I'm sure it's going to be a bountiful, wonderful, blessed 3 days here for you and Dr. McVeigh and others who will be assisting in the clinic.
Likewise, Dake Loris, everyone. And so at least,
well, isn't Dr. Pierre just the greatest?
Unbelievable.
He is. I think what the Issue Mission goals is to have people fall in love with the brothers and sisters in this distant land so that they can be cared for, and we appreciate their reality. And Lloyd has been an exemplar of that. And it'll be really something to see him dealing with the patients one-on-one, and along with Dr. Chris McVeigh, Mary Lou Farrell, who I am rooming with the next 3 days. And so I need to go pack up, and then we're going to be taken by our families up into the mountains, up into their homes. And as I said before, we're going to be staying with three different families over the 3 nights, which will be interesting. That's something new. So it will be quite the experience, I'm sure. And there's no water in this building and nowhere to take showers. But you know how they do showers here up in the mountains?
How?
You get into a sauna. It's like what do you call it, Susan? A chook. That's Susan Adams. It's called a chook. And you go in and you got to go in the buff. And you go in and onto these rocks outside. And they pour dirt over it so that you steam it all off and get yourself clean. And wow. I'm not sure if it's going in the buff or going outside in the cold. It's a challenge, but.
Solidarity, baby.
Solidarity.
Yeah.
Yes, solidarity, baby. That's the word for today. I'm sure it will be a beautiful experience. And I just encourage people to go to the formation meeting this Sunday with St. Robert Bellarmine. If you want to learn more about how you can help this team and be a part of this beautiful mission, this solidarity, a relationship that we have with these wonderful people of the Diocese of Lake Mango, whose Bishop Opatia we talked to yesterday. Oh, what a... I don't mean to disrespect him by calling him a teddy bear, but he is. He's so sweet. He just comes up and he hugs you and he loves you, and he's so, so grateful for the care and the love that people of Omaha have for his people.
Oh, that's great. And we'll keep you all in our prayers here, sweetheart.
Thanks, honey. So we're up on the mountain today, and here we go.
Solidarity, baby.
Solidarity, baby. I love you.
Love you, too.
And all our friends and all the people that we love there, aren't you glad you got a heater?
Yes.
I'm thinking of the folks in the different parts of Omaha, whether it's South Omaha or Midtown or wherever in the surrounding rural region even, they don't have heat, even just a little bit. I'll never again scoff or drive by. If somebody needs blankets, we're going to give them blankets for it. If people need, just shelter. We have to help people because this is unbearable. It's cold. And most people, even in our own backyard, don't have access to the type of comforts that we have. We can never take these things for granted. And if we have them, we should share them, shouldn't we?
Absolutely.
We make an effort to make sure everybody's warm.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, sweetie. Love you too, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.